This study will go from now until 2:45, and the overriding theme is receiving the Lord's joy. We'll first read from Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, and also verses 9 through 11. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Verse 9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Other renderings have the reconciliation for that last word. Then also in John 15, with verses 11 through 15. John 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. John chapter 16, verse 20 through 24. Verily I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now, therefore, have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. John chapter 17, beginning with verse 11 through 19. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee. These things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. And then finally, in the Old Testament, in Nehemiah chapter 8, Nehemiah 8, verses 9 through 12. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them.
Just before making a couple of introductory remarks on this session, I'll mention one more point about the schedule, that you may have noticed that at 7 o'clock this evening, the young people's activities will commence, and this year we are happy to meet at Grace and Truth Chapel. Our brother Bob Costin will be there to share a message with the young people, and that's for teens and college and career, all who are able to come at 7 o'clock. There is a map with some directions to go from here to the chapel building if you're not familiar with that that travel direction. And if you need some specific directions further, feel free to ask. I think we can be very appreciative of what the Lord has allowed us to enjoy in the morning. It was really a special privilege to consider as the meeting was closed with the expression that stamped on the life of the Lord Jesus is the characteristic, the quality of joy in all of his person and all of his ways and his experiences. And now we want to move from that and link with that to see how joy then also can be stamped upon our experiences as well. Salvation is not merely, as we realize, not merely deliverance from the penalty of our sins. It is very multifaceted, and there are many wonderful aspects of salvation to enjoy. And joy is, in fact, one of them. And as we look through these different passages, we want to continue to consider how it is. Here are three themes, we might say, which will help us to appreciate and to realize the joy that God wants us to actually experience. Three of these themes, the salvation and how that brings joy, that we joy in God through what he has done. We boast in God, even as some translations would have it there. And then also the fact that the Lord Jesus would say, I have my joy that I'm giving to you, that your joy might be full. And we want to consider this fact that he is has this intention. It is his desire, it is his purpose that we would experience his same joy. And there are these different passages, as we read in the Gospel of John, with different aspects about how there is joy for various reasons that we can appreciate. And then finally in Nehemiah, joy connected with the Word of God. We read the passage and saw that there was weeping at first, but then the passage concludes that they had great rejoicing, great mirth, the King James says. Other translations have great rejoicing because they understood the words that were given to them. And may the Lord help us to appreciate these themes so that we also will have joy in our hearts as well and to understand how the Lord provides it to us.
I want to mention the book of Romans.